Simon & Schuster Australia presents Resurrection by Roger Simpson, narrated by Amy Horn. Dedication. For my children, Emma, Joel, Blake and Darcy, and my grandchildren, Madeline and Fraser. Prologue. Jane felt ill. She declined another glass of wine and asked instead for a weak black tea. As Peter went through to the kitchen to put on the jug, she found two Panadol in her handbag and washed them down with what was left of her sparkling water. Though the water was flat, it had enough fizz to release another wave of nausea, and she wondered if she should simply excuse herself and leave. Instead, she went out to the terrace overlooking the pool to see if some fresh air would help. Her car was parked across the street under a streetlight, advocating her escape. The wiser choice was to call for a cab and collect her car in the morning, but Jane didn't want to leave it in the street overnight with its precious cargo in the boot. They had placed the three heavy storage boxes in the car before they sat down to dinner. She was grateful Peter DeBrecheny had agreed to give her access to his personal files despite the ethical implications, though he had needed some persuading. As a prosecutor, it was improper to share his files with the other side, but the case was 20 years old, and he knew Jane wouldn't misuse them. Her interest was personal, not official, an opportunity to end a mystery that had dogged her for years. The Robert Millard case, a client she had failed to keep from going to jail, who had committed suicide after his guilty verdict, a rare and haunting failure that still kept Jane awake on those random nights when his ghost came to sit in silence at the foot of her bed, like her father had after she'd been punished as a child. Jane drew deeply on the cool night air and convinced herself it was helping. It had been a passing giddiness and nothing more, a reaction to one of the exotic ingredients her host had added to his excellent, if overspiced, meal. Peter arrived on the terrace with her tea and a glass of Laphroaig for himself.
"This is what you really need. Pete, smoke, salt sea air and iodine. It's literally medicinal."
Jane declined the scotch and scrutinised her companion. Had Peter been spiking her drinks? Of course not. They were old friends. That she'd thought he was resorting to a date rape drug only confirmed she was having delusions. But the tea didn't help. She was feeling unsteady again. Maybe she should call that cab and take the risk the files would be safe, or ask Peter to swap his car with hers so it could have the added security of his garage. But as always with Jane, pride and stubbornness prevailed. As Peter waved her car away from the curb, she turned up the aircon and opened the windows, Google Maps guiding her home. The journey would be over soon enough.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?